Yerushalmi, Demai, corresponding to Zvachim Bavli, Daf Sadivov. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Beis Medalef at the top of the page. Taman Taninan, Poyel Shein Amamin Lebalabayef, Taman Alma Poyel HaPoyel Mafrish, V'cha At Alma Balabayef Mafrish. The question is from a Mishnah further on. The Mishnah says there, a chaver laborer who doesn't trust his employer tithed, he should. Now, what do we say over there? This shows that usually an employer should tithe before he gives the produce to his poor laborers as payment, because one may not use demai as payment. But here, Gamliel said that one may pay his laborers with demai. Amr Yona, Taman b'machilai min amnuyim, b'machar b'machilai min ha'avos. Yona answers that there it looks like he's paying him as a poor laborer, but here it looks like he is eating from the central bowl as a household member. Rabbi Zvikan, Shimon, Bavava, Bashem, Yochanan, Roife, Chavish, Ayamach, Lachela, Amaoritz, Noisen, Sech Yadoi, Vaina, Noisen, Sech Piv. Rabbi Zvikan and Shimon Bavava, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that if a Chaver doctor was feeding a sick Amaoritz, he should put the food into the patient's hand rather than directly into his mouth. Bedemai, Abba Bavadai, Afilo, Tech Yadoi, Osa, Michel Chole, Abba Michel Roife, Osa. This applies to demai, but if it was definite tevel, he may not even put it into his hand. The permission to give him demai only applies if it's the patient's demai, but if it belongs to the doctor, then it's prohibited. B'yisrael, avar b'ven noyach, afil b'vaday, muta, mishal roife, osa. The prohibition to put tevel into the patient's hand applies to a sick Jew, but if he's a Gentile, even if it's definite tevel, it's permitted. However, even if the patient is a Gentile, if it belongs to the doctor, it's prohibited. And if it was a limb severed from a live animal, even if it belongs to the Gentile patient, it's prohibited, so the Gentile shouldn't come to transgress.